WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
Good morning. It is Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So in case you didn't hear, on Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that patients can continue to take mifepristone for now. That's that medication that's used in combination with another pill for abortions. The ruling puts a pause on restrictions in lower courts while an appellate case moves forward. And it's not the last word, but Illinois abortion providers say they were relieved to hear this. Jennifer Welsh with Planned Parenthood of Illinois spoke to WBEZ, and she says she was bracing for another impact. She was thinking that her clinics would need to consider some alternatives, like using a different abortion pill that's not as effective. Dueling lawsuits around mifepristone have created widespread confusion, and providers and advocates say that's likely to fuel more out-of-state patients to travel here to Illinois, which has become a haven for abortion care. Chicago's mayor-elect Brandon Johnson made some remarks about housing at a convention over the weekend. It was the annual gathering of the Kenwood Oakland Community Organization, which is based on the South Side. He says one of his priorities is to provide more affordable housing in the city, since he says many students in CPS don't have a place to call home.
Children who come to school and the families that rely upon education should have somewhere to live at night. They should have a home. Housing is a human right, and so public housing, affordable housing, and a pathway to home ownership, we're going to get it done.
The workshop was specifically focused on quality of life issues for the city's Black and Brown communities. The Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. and his son, U.S. Representative Jonathan Jackson, were also there. Saturday was the 53rd annual Earth Day, and folks got into all kinds of earth-loving events, especially through the Chicago Park District. But it was also National Record Store Day. Now, okay, for a minute there, it felt like record stores were about to be extinct. But there's been a renewed interest in vinyl over the past few years, which means vintage and new records and record players live on. My colleague Michael Puente spoke to a record lover who spent all day Saturday at her favorite record store, Hyde Park Records. Shadita Alston combed through vinyl record after vinyl record, looking for music to buy across genres.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I found. Fifth Dimension, Elton John, Diana Ross, Neil Diamond.
Record Store Day is meant to support independently owned shops. Michael also talked to some younger folks who have taken a liking to vinyl, like Gabe Rodriguez. He's a 22-year-old student at the University of Chicago.
It's easier to stream, but it's a different kind of experience when you have a record. So that's what I really enjoy. Soul and R&B, that's my main stuff. Love that.
Record Store Day is also an opportunity for artists to reissue their music in record form. You can find a full list of new releases and reissues at USA Today. Local clergy led about 400 people in a march downtown over the weekend, and it wasn't for Earth Day. They were hoping to reach out to the young people in Chicago, including the ones who caused all that chaos a couple weekends ago now. The organizers told the Sun-Times that the march was aimed at, quote, showing the city's youth that people care about them and that they are ready to offer them opportunities. There were mostly Black men marching, and they went down Michigan Avenue from Roosevelt to Wacker Drive. The march ended at the steps in front of the Red Lily Tree of Liberty sculpture. And now for a few quick hits. A nonprofit in Chicago, Blacks in Green, has been named a technical assistance center by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. So they're about to get $10 million over 5 years to support and train frontline organizations that are focused on environmental justice across the Midwest. They're now one of 17 of these centers that exist across the country. And the Chicago Tribune has been working on an investigation into the years-long delays for murder cases in Cook County courts. They recently released their report, and it found that these delays not only break the rules, but they also inflict pain and gouge taxpayers. Apparently, Advocates around the country aim for murder cases to take no more than a year to complete, and Cook County's goal is a little more than 2 years. But right now, it takes more than 4 years to complete most of the county's murder cases, and sometimes investigations last for a decade or more. As for the weather today and this week, temperatures are hovering around the high 40s, low 50s. Today is partly cloudy with a high around 50 and a chance of rain tonight, which may continue into tomorrow morning. And that's it for now. Later today, we'll have another story from our sister station, Vocalo's Shy Sounds Like series. This time, it's about an educator from Inglewood. She's also a social worker and a musician, and she's made it her business to connect her students with their African roots.
Giving them something that they might not be getting in other spaces, I feel like that is revolutionary work. I'm literally doing more than what it is that I thought that I could ever do, you know, for myself and my community.
That's today at 2 o'clock on The Rundown. Now, if you don't get to catch that episode before tomorrow, just an FYI, I'm going to be out for the next couple of weeks, but I will be back. A few of my colleagues are going to do a little podcast takeover, so enjoy that. I'll talk to you hopefully this afternoon, but if not, I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.